Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Thursday, November 3rd. We're into it, aren't we? Holidays are coming. Are you listening to me at morning drive time or afternoon drive time? I don't care. Just so you listen one way or the other. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after you listen, you'll be the smartest person in the room, I promise you. I put everything I can into the show. All the community events that are going on. Our mystery songs that we work in conjunction with Wink Martindale, and that's such fun. Great interviews, that's the heart of all of this. Giveaways for you. And at the end of our hour together, my music. And then when we're finished, we put everything up on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, November 3rd, is National Sandwich Day. The Camelot Theaters, they have movies, Tar and Moonage Daydream. Now you can check out the whole listing. They're at 2300 Burristo Road. Best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. Check out everything at psculturalcenter.org. The High Desert Cultural Center in Joshua Tree presents the Joshua Tree Philharmonic. They're going to perform Ghosts of Christmas. Tickets are available now for December 8th through the 11th. Here comes the website, JT Arts, as in Joshua Tree, jtarts.org. The Temecula Performing Arts Center presents The Addams Family, a musical comedy, November 4th through the 13th for 8 performances at the Old Town Temecula Theater, temeculatheater.org. Okay, let's do some legendaries with Wink Martindale. Today he has his award-winning, I want to do Elvis and I can't, History of Rock and Roll. No, not at all. From 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That's 1340 a.m. and two FMs, 92.3 and 101.9. Check out everything about our dear friend at winkmartindale.org. Okay. Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. See, when I start to say something smart alecky, God says, choker. Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars. But this is radio, so we have the Talk of Stars. We've been trying to get this lady back on the show for a long time, and we say hello to Patty Newman.
Hello, Joy. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and I really love your new digs.
Thanks.
Great,
me too.
Great office.
There's
great
your picture on the wall. You and me a long time ago. No, not
yes,
so long
with,
ago.
With wonderful Bill Marx.
Yes. Great this photo. Is how we start this. We say, where were you born?
Well, I was born in Washington, D.C. My father was in the Navy. War times. He wasn't there, of course, unfortunately, but that's that at the time, I mean. But yes, I was born in Washington, D.C.
Brothers, sisters?
I have two sisters.
Oh, three girls?
Three girls.
How, are they all as pretty as you?
Well, I don't know. Thank you for that compliment. Far better looking, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Where are you in the birth order?
I'm first.
Good.
One of my sisters, unfortunately, has passed away of cancer.
But I remember that. Yes.
But anyway, born in Washington, D.C., but actually raised in Oklahoma. Yes, raised in Oklahoma, and so I guess I have a little bit of that okie.
I can hear it just a little bit.
Really?
Not much.
You know what they say. You can take the girl out of Oklahoma, but you can't take Oklahoma out of the girl. Anyway, yes, we were raised there. Unfortunately, my father died shortly after the war from problems he sustained during the war. And my mother remarried another military World War II veteran who happened to be in the Marine Corps. And we lived in Oklahoma City and had a normal, I would say, growing up, considering that we were lost our father early, but we had a replacement, so that was great.
And he sounds like he was okay.
He was certainly fine. He'd never been married, and he married a widow with three little girls. Can you imagine? had finished his undergraduate on the GI Bill, and then went back to school on the GI Bill and got his law degree. And he practiced in Oklahoma City for a long time before he passed.
Where'd you go to school?
I graduated from the University of Oklahoma. I have a BBA, a Bachelor of Business Administration. I majored in marketing and communication.
Oh, that makes sense.
Business communication, of course, is generally written communication as opposed to the wonderful work you do. But that was my life in Oklahoma. And as soon as I graduated from the university, I moved to California, where my paternal grandparents lived. And I always wanted to get back to California. I'd only been there visiting off and on, of course, and joined two of my college girlfriends, and we lived together.
What town?
In L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they had both started OU with me, but then they returned. They were from California. They returned to California, and they graduated from USC. And the three of us had a typical post-college apartment with lots of people coming and going and all of that. And then each of them married. In the meantime, my company, I was in the fashion industry.
Yes.
I worked for Associated Dry Goods.
Were you a model?
I did some modeling.
I remember
mostly
that.
Mostly I was a merchandiser, a marketer.
But you're so gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I don't know that that's warranted, but... But thank
oh, no,
you.
Yes, it is.
In any event.
Oh, yes, it is.
In any event, back then in the dark ages, as we might say, my company, which was Associated, moved me to Phoenix for 2 years.
Oh.
I worked at Goldwaters, which is another fabulous department store, was. And I stayed there 2 years and then asked to return to California, which I did. And...
So you came back to California, now you're by yourself.
Yes. When I returned from Goldwaters in Arizona, I was, by then, both of my roommates had married. I was still single at that time, and then I met my husband, Arthur Newman. And the rest, as they say, is history. Anyway, I met Arthur because I know you're going to ask me that question.
Oh, yes.
We met skiing at Mammoth.
Wow.
And he was there on a little mini vacation with his brother. Arthur was going through a divorce, and it was around the time of their birthdays, and traditionally they had celebrated their birthdays together. They were only a year and 3 days apart.
Is there anyone on the planet who doesn't know who Arthur Newman's brother was? Oh, go ahead.
Possibly. My late brother-in-law was Paul Newman. And my late husband was his brother, Arthur, and they were only a year apart.
So identical in many ways.
They did look a great deal alike. They sounded exactly alike. In fact, their mother could not tell them apart on the telephone. She never knew, and so they played lots of pranks on her with that. And many other people couldn't tell them apart. And there were many times when that would happen to me as well. I'd get a call, and I'd say, hello, and they'd say, Patty, and I thought it was Arthur when it was Paul, or vice versa.
Isn't that funny?
Well,
now my sons,
familial traits.
They can get past a hi mom and I can't tell. Uh-huh. Once they go into the next sentence, and they're what, 22 years apart. Mm-hmm. But there must be something genetic that goes on with brothers.
Oh, I'm sure. And
yes,
it's probably true of sisters as well.
Oh.
Or other first-degree relatives, they do sound alike.
I want to hear how you met Arthur. Did he plow into you on the slopes?
No, actually, and this was a story he loved to tell. In fact, he wrote this up once. It's in a little mini pamphlet, if you will, and he created it. I was checking in. I was, of course, single. I had been having a lot of difficulty with my boss at the time, and by that time I was working for the May Company. They had hired me away from Associated, and I had a bad boy boss. And at that time, you really couldn't do anything about harassment. So I was having a lot of difficulty with him, and on the spur of the moment, I decided to drive to Mammoth to ski, and I had been up there a few weeks before with friends, but I had never made the trip by myself. So that morning, I piled my things in the car, and my, you know, skis and so forth, and went to work in the morning and left from there and drove up to Mammoth. And I was checking in to the Mammoth Mountain Inn, and there was a big sign on an easel that referred to ski movies starting at 5. And it was almost 5, and it was just the skiers were coming down the slopes, and it was a Friday afternoon, as I said. And as I checked in, Arthur was with a couple of people on the mezzanine, which is where the bar is located at the Mammoth Mountain Inn, and where you could sit and watch the skiers come down the slope. Now, I hope that that situation still exists. I haven't been back to the Mammoth Mountain Inn in many years, but at that time, you could do that. So I asked as I checked in, I hadn't even taken my suitcase out of the car, if the movies had started, and they said they would start shortly up on the mezzanine. So I walked up the stairs up to the mezzanine, and which is not small, it was a very large area, and evidently he could see me. And so I walked up the stairs, and the area was sparsely populated because there were still people coming down for skiing. But there were a few people at the bar, and there were a handful of people at the tables. And so I went to the bar and sat down and asked when the film was going to start. And at that time, he came over to me. He excused himself from the two ladies that he was sitting with and excused himself and came over, and he said, and by the way, this is a line we've joked about over the years. He said, "I know you must be waiting for someone, but why wait alone? Join me and my friends." And he turns around and points to a table where there were two women, looked perfectly innocent. And I thought, oh, well, okay. They kind of waved. And I walked over and joined the table. One of them was the wife of the GM, who was beside herself that the Newmans had been staying in the Mammoth Mountain Inn. In the meantime, Arthur's brother Paul had left that morning to drive back to Beverly Hills for his birthday. Arthur's birthday is first, and then Paul's follows. So he had gone back to have birthday with his family. So the rest, as they say, is history. The poor other woman, who was, I'm sure, hoping for a date, was evidently, her 9-year-old daughter kept coming over, "Let's go to dinner, Mom. When are we going to dinner?" And she kept giving the kid tokens because they had a lot of gaming and kids' machines to play with. But we never, of course, saw her again. And the
rest, did you recognize him?
Recognize him in what way?
Arthur. Arthur Newman?
I had no idea.
No, okay.
No idea. I mean, he looked, had a vague familiarity to me. But remember, Arthur wore his head pretty much bald. At that time, he was still had a kind of a burr cut. Later, he shaved it off completely.
Yes.
But that was the story that began our almost 47 years of marriage.
Yes.
I knew him for a year before we were married.
Wonderful, wonderful man. Okay, we're starting off with Patty Newman. We found out she had a normal childhood, and it sounds like it was happy. My goodness. When we come back, we'll talk about her career, and then we'll talk about her philanthropic activities, and there are many. We get the whole hour with our beautiful friend, sharing the heartbeats. Okay, after the commercials, we'll have a mystery song. You have to help me.
Okay.
It's Joey English with Patty Newman. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.